Welcome to Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Gene.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Saturday, April 16th, 2022. Did you do the crossword?
I did do the crossword.
And what were your impressions?
Oh, I thought it was hard. Mm-hmm. And that took me a long time to get anything. Mm-hmm. And I really didn't think I was going to finish it. But I did finish everything except the upper left corner.
Really?
There were two things, well, actually three problems up there that I had. And so I couldn't get it. So
yeah, that's interesting because I've heard other people say that the Northwest was hard. I had trouble in the center.
Oh.
Sort of just to the east of Northwest. But where do you have trouble in the Northwest?
Well, I got 14 across, social elites, A-listers.
Yes.
I had 17 across, line of Pokemon, gotta catch them all. Mm-hmm. Except I put got to catch them all. I didn't remember it was gotta.
Oh, uh-huh.
I put got to, so I had an O there.
Right.
And then I didn't know the actor James from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Mm-hmm. I could see him, but I couldn't remember his last name. Mm. I think he just recently passed away.
Oh.
But anyway, it was Avery.
Right.
And I couldn't get one across, like much White House press, D.C. based. Mm-hmm. So then that meant I couldn't get two down. I just wasn't even thinking of a C up there. Good, two down was good luck with that.
Right.
And it was Clover.
Yes.
Which I think that's kind of obscure. But
well, then, it's Saturday.
But I still think that one was kind of way, way out there.
Really? Okay.
And then three down, oh, get out of here, bite me.
Right.
That is just not a phrase. I don't even know what that means exactly. Oh, get out of here, I guess it means.
Well, yeah, it's sort of a quasi-rude remark. I don't even think I want to go into the etymology in too much detail.
Okay. Well, I probably don't want to know.
Yeah. But, uh-huh. Yeah, it is, but it's, I think it's just sort of, it's not really that offensive, I think. Mm-hmm. I mean, otherwise they wouldn't have put it in the New York Times.
Well, I would hope not.
But,
And then four down, lead into physical. I had Astro in there and then I took it out. Then I put it back in and then I took it out. Mm-hmm. And so it was hard. And then for 22 across, bad thing to miss. I had the M. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, missed the mark. So I put in mark. Well, that didn't work with anything. Mm-hmm. But I just couldn't. There were just about, what, maybe seven or eight squares there I just couldn't get. So that one across, like much White House press.
D.C. based. Right.
That really did me in. If I had gotten that, I'm sure I would have gotten the rest of them. Mm-hmm. But I didn't.
Yeah, I got that through the crosses. I felt pretty confident in lead into physical Astro. So I had a four-letter word ending in an O. And I'm like, bad thing to miss. And I was contemplating that second M for a moment. I thought, oh, it's memo. You know, did you miss the memo?
Uh-huh.
And so I got that. So I was lucky because for one down, the famed Portuguese explorer, I don't even know who Balboa is or if Balboa is Portuguese.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I didn't think so either.
He's
but
Italian.
But you know what? He's got six letters in his name ending in an A.
Yeah. That one I got right away. I remembered.
Vasco, really?
Vasco da Gama, yes.
Yeah, I didn't. Mm-hmm. Oh, Vasco. Yeah, maybe I don't know. Something was dancing around. But because I had memo, that got me to, I got to bite me, and I was able to do that. Five down, the suspension of a sort was a stay.
Yeah.
Did you get that?
No, because I had an O there for got to.
Oh.
So I had O.
Right.
And T. So I thought, stop. But that didn't seem right.
Mm-hmm.
But I got everything else. And I felt pretty, glad that I was able to get that much of it done. Because I did think it was rather a difficult
There were three places that I had trouble, and it wasn't in the top left. It was the 23 down, the New York County near Pennsylvania. And I'm like, really? I just thought, you know, I love clues like two down. Good luck with that. Clover, because that's a word that probably anyone who speaks English would know about a four-leaf clover and luck, and they have to make that juxtaposition, but you don't need anything special. To know that the New York County near Pennsylvania is Tioga means...
Tioga.
Okay, just the fact that you changed the pronunciation suggests you knew that?
I've heard, I mean, Tioga, yeah, that's a Native American phrase.
See, I've never seen that before in my life. And so, and that was crossing with 23 across Native Costa Ricans informally. So I had Ricos.
Well, that would make sense. And I put an R there to begin with.
I did, but I was like, you know, Rico looks so much like Rican. I thought there was a problem with it, but I didn't know what to do with it. And the other problem that I had, 30 across, draft status. So I had pint of beers, because that T of pint ran into what I had as Riota. And I don't know if you're familiar with the New York County near Pennsylvania, the other one named Riota. And then 30 down, drink marvelously sloganeer, Kettle One, which is apparently vodka or something.
Oh, I didn't know.
And since I am not an alcoholic, I did not know the answer to that.
No, I don't think you would have needed to be an alcoholic, but I did not know that either.
But you knew King of Beers.
I knew King of Beers.
How did you... Oh, because you knew Tioga.
I got Tioga. I didn't know 26 down. 1998, Robert De Niro crime thriller, Ronin.
Right.
I don't think that was one of his more important films.
I knew the name. I don't know where I know it from, but I recognize. In fact, I might have rented it at one point.
Really?
Like on Apple TV. Uh-huh. But so I knew Ronin. I mean, I got everything except the Kettle One. Actually, I had Kettle, to be fair, I had the one, and so I had Metal One. At first I was like, I was thinking that would be the drink marvelously. I had like Hotel One. I was thinking like, there's a Hotel Six or a Motel Six. Perhaps there's a Hotel One. but then it was Petal One, and I'm like, I don't know. I think that clue for draft status.
That was, to me, the same as Clover. You know, it was just pretty far out there.
And I think Clover was close. I think Clover was fairer. I think, you know, to say that king is a status, I mean...
Well, it is.
To be king?
Mm-hmm.
It's a role you play. I mean, isn't it an occupation?
It's...
What's your status? I'm king?
Mm-hmm.
No. I'm sorry. So... And there were lots of other places where I was sort of out on a limb, but pretty 29, but felt comfortable about it. Author, a 29 down author, screenwriter Ben was Ben Hecht.
Yeah.
Did you know Ben Hecht?
No.
Okay.
No.
But all the crosses
were. I didn't know 24 down, big name in crackers. Cars. I've never heard of Cars, crackers.
But you were able to work that out from the crosses?
I worked it out, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I just, all I knew was Ritz.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Well, Lutz, you know, we know Lutz from the crossword, Lutz pretzels and...
Speak for yourself.
Crackers.
How do you spell Lutz?
L-U-T-Z.
That's,
but it wouldn't have fit.
It wouldn't, right, we needed five letters there.
And 24 across, something that might be raised in a fight.
Cane. Right.
That was pretty tough.
See, I mean, again, clues like that. You know, Cain and Abel is such...
Cain, you know, the phrase of raising Cain.
Right, I understand it, but it's it's such an ingrained part of sort of, you know, Western European lore that I think that's fair. I still think that Kettle One is, unless you're an alcoholic, I hope we don't get a lot of mail from... Kettle One fans.
No, me too.
I assume they're not going to try and be a sponsor. 27 across, like wicker chairs, was caned. Uh-huh. So I thought it was cute that they had caned immediately underneath Cain.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And 11 down, Russian Revolution figures. peasants.
Uh-huh.
You know, so when I did this last night, I got the about the bottom half up to media circus done. And then I just sort of was running into brick walls.
Mm-hmm.
And so I gave up. And in the morning, I came back, filled in the entire crossword, and thought, I think I've, you know, I couldn't figure out where my errors were, but I knew that petal one was maybe suspicious and Tioga. So I knew exactly where my errors were, mm-hmm. But I just couldn't drag Tioga out because it was never in.
Tioga.
Tioga. Yeah, okay. I'll have to go travel there or something.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, you know, again, that remark, how dare the New York Times ask me something that I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I get mad because I can't solve a puzzle, I always go back to my saying there, and it helps calm me down.
Mm-hmm.
No, I thought it was a good puzzle. I mean,
yeah.
It was really, the fact that Tioga is actually a Native American name.
I believe it is.
Okay.
I'm not for sure, but
it sounds like it might be.
Mm-hmm.
I feel better about having learned that now. And Kettle One, I'm sure going to order a bottle off Amazon right away.
Mm-hmm.
No, not really. 46 across, stuck in the Middle Ages, ? Lanced. That was brilliant.
Yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was good.
And the one above it, travel around the world, geocentric orbit. That was sort of cute.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'd never heard that.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, they had the get the behind me, Satan, answer to 32 down, look up in a way, Google. And it's just like, that's the one thing you don't want to be doing. It's like, because Google, of course, with Google, you could answer this in a second or so.
Mm-hmm.
But there were, there were several long answers in the middle. There was 15 down, propensity for pilfering, sticky fingers.
Yeah.
Of course, I tried, I bet you did too, for kleptomania first.
No.
Oh, you
no.
didn't? Oh, okay.
I think I had enough that I figured out it was sticky fingers, but 28 across, Daisy Duke's example, I had put denim shorts because
mm-hmm.
they're, you know, cut off jeans. But it was booty shorts, and
yeah.
I didn't know that until I got sticky fingers, and that Y had to replace the N in denim.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. The 18 down, practice that yields mixed results, crossbreeding.
Uh-huh.
That was cute.
I first put cross-dressing, but it turned out it was crossbreeding. Yes.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Much more, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Much more sense.
And let's see, 8 down, target alternative, Kohl's.
Yeah.
That was sort of, and I was like, you know, last night I was just like, it must be a store. And I couldn't remember any stores at all.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, perhaps I should put away the crossword since I can't seem to remember. You know, I thought Walmart, Kmart,
mm-hmm.
and it's just like, that's it. I'm done. Those
uh-huh.
are the only stores I can
no,
think
that's
of.
That's what I first thought. Walmart, but of course it didn't fit.
Mm-hmm.
No.
And Kmart.
Kohl's makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
They sell a lot of the same things.
And I had to guess 16 across, Susan, who wrote The Orchid Thief, mm-hmm. or Orlean.
The Orchid Thief. Susan Orlean.
Oh, you knew that name?
No.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Did you know 9 down to Donde blank, Spanish 101 query?
Well, I always remembered it de donde está, but which means from where are, you know, of where are you from.
Oh.
But I'm not sure what de donde eres means.
Well, if there are any Spanish speakers out there, please.
Or maybe it's, you know, maybe that's plural. That could be plural, like, where are you all?
Mm-hmm. I'm feeling I should take, like, a Spanish course now just so I can do the New York Times crossword.
Mm-hmm.
There were definitely not enough French words here, in my opinion. More French.
Mm-hmm.
But, so, okay. Well, I think that is it for today, except for the fact that it is Saturday, which means it's time to pick Jam Katwa. That's the Gene and Mike Crossword of the Week Award.
Yes, it is.
And today we're just going to jump right to the award-winning puzzle.
Yes,
we are. And that is, you want to introduce it?
It's Wednesday.
Huzzah! And that was Wednesday by Rebecca Goldstein. And that was the one with rock, paper, scissors, where they had the words rock, paper, scissors in the puzzle as answers. And, of course, the answers were actually they were sort of cutting across a series of squares with circles in them that physically depicted the object that they were cutting. So, for instance, you had scissors running vertically and running down, and it was intersecting a diagonal of squares spelling out P-A-P-E-R. So you had the scissors cutting through the paper. You also had
The scissors
forming a diagonal going down and then a diagonal going up. And in the middle of that, you had that broken apart by rock. Mm-hmm. And then finally, you had in the bottom of the crossword, you had four circled squares right next to each other forming a square, R-O-C-K. And above that was the answer paper. So you had paper covering rock.
Mm-hmm.
So
very clever.
Yeah, very nice crossword. If you haven't had a chance to look at it, listeners, go to xwordinfo.com and dig up the Wednesday, April 13th crossword, and feel free to do that while listening to our podcast of that date.
Mm-hmm.
So that is it for today. Whoever's celebrating Easter, have a great Easter. And if you're celebrating some other holiday, enjoy that as well. And if you're not celebrating anything, we hope you enjoy this podcast. And
have a nice weekend.
Yep. And we will be back again with our cutting edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.